you're done, because I was going to come up with something, but then I thought, you're in more trouble than I could cause right now anyway. So let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the only sovereign who dwells in light, Christ Jesus who came to save sinners, the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. God of overflowing grace, we come to you with repentant hearts. Forgive us for shallow thankfulness. Forgive us for passing by the ones in need. Forgive us for setting our hopes on fleeting treasures. Forgive us our neglect and thoughtlessness. Bring us home from the wilderness of sin and strengthen us to serve you in all that we do and say. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. There is joy in heaven over every sinner who repents. By the grace of God in Christ Jesus, who gave himself up for us all, your sins are forgiven and you are made free. We are home in God's mercy, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Righteous Judge, daily your mercy surprises us with everlasting forgiveness. Strengthen our hope in you and grant that all the peoples of the earth may find their glory in you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
I love that. property better than anybody else. Can you think of anything really good? Oh, gosh, that's wonderful. What's something you can really do so good? Make a mess. Oh, Tom, you're good. That's great. I don't know why we won't surprise around that. You can hula hoop better? Oh, man, I don't even know if one will fit me anymore. But anyway, that's wonderful. Can you think of anything that you could do better than anybody? Jump. Can I ask you to show me? Would you want to jump and show me? Oh, that's the highest jump I've ever seen. That is wonderful. And what about down here? Oh, that is wonderful. I'm so proud of you. Well, you know what? About the only thing that I can do really good is run my mouth. That's good. I don't know about y'all on that one. But you know what? Well, you know what's really important we want to talk about today? Is that that's right, we're talking about God. And we all know how much He loves us. And I asked y'all, what could y'all do very good? But what's some of the things that we do that we know really mean a lot to God when we love Him? There's so many things that we can do. But you know what? We love to come to church. We love to worship together. We love to help other people. We like to put offering in. But you know what? The one thing is that we don't have to brag about it, because we all do it because we love God and He loves us, right? He doesn't care about us bragging. We'd rather think it's like Pastor Gary says, opportunities. Those are better because we're doing it from our heart, because we know that's what Jesus wants us to do. And so that's what it's all about today. God loves us so much, and He knows that if we ask Him to forgive us when we do something wrong, because we all mess up sometimes. But the main thing is that we don't have to brag about being here every Sunday or what we did to help this one or that one. We're doing it because it's an opportunity to let other people know about Jesus through us, okay? And I want to show you something I brought, because, you know, God is the most important thing in our lives. It should be. And when my son was about your age, he brought his dad. It says, world's best dad. And you know what I was thinking? That's the way God is. He's the world's best father, and He loves us forever and ever. And all we have to do is, if we make a mistake, we just ask Him to forgive us, and we help others just like He wants us to do. Okay? And I wanted to ask you too now, when we get ready, after we have our, when we're going through the service a little bit more, moms and dads can let you know when we're going to bring the grocery cart around. So if you want to help us, that would be great, okay? And let's have a prayer. Does anybody want to say it for us? Okay, yeah, let's fix our hands for this prayer, okay?
Father, thank you for the opportunity to serve you, because it's wonderful. Possibility of spreading your love and word to others. It's not ever because we want people to focus on what we did to make ourselves look good. It's always to the glory of your name. We ask in your name. Amen.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord.
You'll be good job.
You must have our story to get up by myself.
The first reading is a reading from Jeremiah. Although our iniquities testify against us, act, O Lord, for your name's sake. Our apostasies indeed are many, and we have sinned against you. O hope of Israel, its Savior in time of trouble, why should you be like a stranger in the land, like a traveler turning aside for the night? Why should you be like someone confused, like a mighty warrior who cannot give help? Yet you, O Lord, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not forsake us. Thus says the Lord concerning this people. Truly they have loved to wander. They have not restrained their feet. Therefore the Lord does not accept them. Now He will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. Have you completely rejected Judah? Does your heart loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down so that there is no healing for us? We look for peace, but find no good. For a time of healing, but there is terror instead. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, the iniquity of our ancestors, for we have sinned against you. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember and do not break your covenant with us. Can any idols of the nations bring rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Is it not you, O Lord our God? We set our hope on you, for it is you who do all this. The word of the Lord. Reading from 2 Timothy. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. At my first offense, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them, but the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated. When I was a child, my parents, including my elegant mother over there, taught us some silly nonsense songs. We'd be going somewhere in the car, and we'd pass the miles by all joining in and singing these songs that made no sense at all. But they were fun. We sang the one about one bright morning in the middle of the night, for example. We also sang the boarding house song, which you didn't want to sing near dinner. Ask me about that later. But the one that always left me giggling was the I Wish I Was song. The I Wish I Was song had a number of verses, and we usually began with, oh, I wish I was a little piece of orange. And if you want your part, right after that you can go, piece of orange, okay? Oh, I wish I was a little piece of orange. See, you got it. I'd go squirty, squirty, squirty over everybody's shirty. Oh, I wish I were a little piece of orange. See how the song goes? It went on from there. One of our favorites was to be a little bar of soap. The key line was, I'd go slippy, slippy, slidey over everybody's hidey. And we always had the last verse, too, was our favorite, as we hoped to be a little radio. And it went, oh, I wish I was a little radio.
Radio.
Oh, I wish I was a little radio.
Radio.
I'd go click. The choir's going to try that later. No. The song was fun, but the verse that I always enjoyed the most and giggled at the hardest was the one about the English sparrow. Here's how this one goes. Oh, I wish I was a little English sparrow. Oh, I wish I was a little English sparrow. I would fly up to the steeple and I'd spit on all the people. Oh, I wish I was a little English sparrow. I was a pastor's kid, and so maybe that's why this verse delighted me so much. I don't know. The funny thing is, today maybe, wishing to be a sparrow isn't such a bad thing. You see, well, let me come back to that. First, let me tell you about Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet, and he was a discouraged one at that. Everywhere he looked, he seemed to see people who were not faithful to God. He saw impending doom coming their way if they didn't turn back to God, and he wasn't shy about telling people about it. In today's first reading, he expresses that point clearly, and he seems to talk about it in a way that describes people who have wandered away from where they belong. He says, "Thus says the Lord concerning this people, truly they have loved to wander, they have not restrained their feet." And then just a few verses later, he says, "We look for peace, but find no good, for a time of healing, but there is terror instead." And that sounds so much like today, doesn't it? It sounds so much like people who meander all over looking for something of significance, but not finding it. It sounds so much like people who don't know what they are looking for and can't find it anyway. It sounds so much like people who have left and abandoned the very ground and foundation of their being and gone off looking for something else. There's a hunger there, an ache, an emptiness, a longing to come home. And that's where the sparrows come back in. In our psalm for today is what... It's a particular kind of psalm that is called a Song of Zion. And it's a song that the people would sing as they made their way to Jerusalem to worship in the temple. And the whole psalm speaks of this journey, of how excited they are to glimpse Jerusalem and the temple and to know that at last they will leave the broken world and all its vain pursuits behind and at last be with God where they belong. Oh, the psalmist says, I look around the temple and I notice the sparrows and how they have made a home right there in the temple with God, and how I wish I could do the same thing and stay there forever. That speaks to our hearts, doesn't it? That's why we call this place a sanctuary, because here we come apart from the world and all that it's not supposed to be and touch down with belonging. This is God's home, and more, it's our home with God. Together we share our lives, our joys and sorrows, and we have a place. We know who we are. And we know whose we are. In Israel, when it was time to go to Jerusalem after we had toured most of the rest of the country, we headed east out of Jericho and made our way up over the Mount of Olives. As we came down, the bus stopped beside a row of cedar trees, and our guide got us out and invited us to walk down past the trees just a little. As the row of trees ended, we suddenly found ourselves overlooking the whole city of Jerusalem with the Golden Dome right there across from us. I stared in silence, trying to drink it in, trying to put the words to the feelings that I felt. And as I looked out over this city where I had never been before, the city of God where so much of faith and salvation is centered, behind us, our guide said simply, "Welcome home." And that was exactly how it felt. The psalmist says, "Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts." This is our place. Stand in awe of God's mercy and grace. You belong. Welcome home. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Loving, compassionate God, teach us to pray with humble hearts, trusting that you will provide whatever we need. Keep us thankful for the things we have and prod us to share your gifts with others. Fill us with gratitude for all the blessings you give us and be so close to us in our prayers that we feel your warmth and love. Lord, in your mercy, you have blessed us abundantly, O God. Help this congregation to be wise stewards of our financial resources, ready to give them to your work in response to your grace in our lives. Help us to grow in our faith that all things come from you. Help us to live in trust for your continued care for us always. Lord, in your mercy, God of welcome, God who invites us home, keep watch over all your children who are ill or lonely or sorrowed. Answer their cries for help and increase their strength. In your love, remember all in need, and especially those whom we mentioned before you. Lord, in your mercy, gracious God, you have called us to lives rooted in the gospel. Lead us now to know your grace. Lead us in lives that express your love and grace to all those around us. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let's share God's peace.
Thank you. Let us pray. Merciful God,
as grains of wheat
scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread,
so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth
into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God, our bread of life, our table and our food, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life. You fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us, and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We come again to you, O God, giving you thanks that in this feast of mercy you have embraced us and healed us, making us one in the body of Christ. Go with us on our way. Equip us for every good work, that we may continue to give you thanks by embracing others with mercy and healing. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.